Good morning. 6:37 is Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a skosh.
Skosh. Now, why are you correcting yourself?
Because I don't want to sound like an idiot.
You sound like an idiot saying skosh.
You know what?
You moron.
It's skosh.
Skosh is so much cooler.
I said skosh for so long.
You know what?
And then I realized it's skosh.
Didn't you learn in school, you know, blaze your own trail, Brock.
Be your own person.
Don't follow the common path.
In the world full of spoons, you know, be a fork.
There you go.
But so you don't want to be a fork when you need a spoon.
Yeah. I'm a spork.
You're a spork.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Everything we just said makes literally no sense. Dave Ellefson of Megadeth was inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Okoboji. Okoboji? She's okie dokie.
Bumblebee tuna.
The bassist grew up in Jackson, Minnesota, near the Iowa border, and spent his formative years playing at the Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota club circuit. Congrats to him getting some local hometown honors there.
There you go.
Metallica tweeted a teaser video for what is obviously an upcoming And Justice for All box set. The half-minute clip shows the collection, which includes both CD and vinyl discs, being assembled at a pressing plant. Accompanying it is the hashtag coming soon. Another thing Metallica's got going on. Let's see. They got their whiskey now. They got their watches. They got a box set coming out.
Yeah, here's my paycheck, Metallica. Here you go.
Just take it.
You know what? Napster's over with. All right? We're not stealing your money anymore. Quit trying to make up for stuff. They have an insane amount of stuff for sale.
They do. They are really, and they got their tour going right now. They just kicked it off this past weekend in Madison, Wisconsin.
If it's got dollar signs on it, Metallica's all over it.
They're just crushing it.
You know?
I'm not taking
anything away from the music. Their music's great.
Yeah.
I love the music.
You just don't want to buy any of their stuff?
No. It's just, you know, and it's overpriced too. It's very expensive.
You know, let's get James on the phone and see what he says about this.
He'll agree with me.
He'll just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, James Hetfield, ha.
Give me your money, ha.
Ha. Give me money, give me. lastly, due to vocal issues that plagued Dave Grohl during Saturday's tour opening show in Seattle, the Foo Fighters have rescheduled two shows on the Canadian Concrete and Gold Tour leg. September 4th show in Edmonton, and then the September 6th show. Or no. October 22nd now. Anyway, they've moved some shows. Mm-hmm. These dates are all confusing. Anyway, September shows got moved to October. Grohl suffered a loss of voice and is now on vocal rest. Referencing U2 singer who also lost his voice during a show in Europe on Saturday, Grohl quipped, "That's the last time I ever make out with Bono." So apparently he had that going on as well. But anyway, Foo Fighters taking a little break, and Grohl is going to rest his voice. That's your rock news.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.